USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Online shoppers spent a record-breaking $5.29 billion on Thanksgiving Day. That's according to a new report by Adobe, which tracks sales on retailer websites. Analysts say Black Friday spending is expected to top $9 billion. This as inflation remains near a 40-year high. Amber Bergeron is a Louisiana mom who says she's having to cut back this Christmas.
With inflation, toys have gone up. You know, everything that we would usually get for our kids for Christmas, that's gone up. And my kids aren't going to understand that there's a whole lot less under the Christmas tree. They're going to wonder why Santa didn't bring what he usually brings. And I'm going to have to answer for that.
Two Omicron BQ coronavirus subvariants are now dominant in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says BQ1 and BQ11 are causing 57% of new infections in the United States. The subvariants are believed to be resistant to antibody medications used by people with compromised immune systems, putting them at increased risks. Amazon employees and activists took part in a worldwide Black Friday protest against the company's anti-union stance and low pay, among other issues, in New York City. The Make Amazon Pay initiative also planned to rally in front of New York property owned by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. In World Cup action, the United States and England played to a 0-0 draw. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Over 230,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in October, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon claims the Biden administration is responsible for the high number.
We're looking at an absolute flood that'll be unstoppable because this administration refuses to institute the wait in Mexico policy, which President Trump did, which said if you're claiming asylum, you have to wait in Mexico while we adjudicate your case.
The Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that the Biden administration has the ability to end the program. Voters in Georgia will decide if they want to send incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock or GOP challenger Herschel Walker to the U.S. Senate. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter says he thinks Republican voters realized after the midterm elections that they need to show up at the polls.
This runoff is unlike any other in the sense that it depends on who gets their voters out. That's the key. That's why we've got to turn out. We Republicans got to turn out for Herschel Walker. We need him in the United States Senate.
A last-minute hearing is set Monday for a Missouri man who's scheduled to die by lethal injection on Tuesday. Kevin Johnson supporters say without proof his race as a black man was a factor in receiving the death penalty. His lawyer wants the court to intervene because he was 19 at the time of the crime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.